Okay, good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 2:06 p.m. The date is December 3rd, 2008. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Suite 270, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. To my immediate left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. We are expecting the third member of the title board to be Jeff Blue, who is not present yet. Jeff Blue is the deputy Attorney General, who, if he's here, will represent the Attorney General, John Southers. To my far left is Maury Kneiser, who represents the title board, and to my far right is Ceci Gomez from the Secretary of State's office. For anybody, this is a public meeting. We are broadcasting over the internet, but for anyone present who wishes to testify, there is a sign-up sheet in the room. And I would ask that people sign up if they wish to testify. Just to review the procedures, there's basically three steps for title setting. For each proposal, first I'll provide an opportunity for the members of the board to ask the proponents any questions that they might have in order to make sure that the board understands each proposal. The second step is to determine if the board has jurisdiction to set a title, and that requires the board to determine if the proposal satisfies the single subject requirement. And then third, the third step is for the board to set titles if it does determine that it has jurisdiction, and the board will work off of a staff prepared draft, and copies of the staff draft are on the table by the door. So with that, and I should mention that a quorum is two members, which are present, and a decision is reached by two of the three members of the board. Just to reiterate, we're not concerned with the merits of any proposal, and therefore we won't discuss why the proposal or any proposal may be good or bad. With that, I'll turn to the agenda. We have one agenda item today. That's 2009-2010, number one, Global Day Without Violence. I don't have anyone signed up other than Mr. Pink on behalf of proponents. So again, the first step is to see if the board has any questions for Mr. Pink. Are there any questions from the board? Not, then I'll go ahead and turn to questions or the question of whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement. Any discussion on single subject? If not, Mr. Carton?
I'll withdraw that.
I was just going to say I'm not aware of an issue with single subject, and I guess if there's not any discussion, I'll go ahead and move that the board find that the measure comprises a single subject, and we proceed to set a title.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. Then let's turn to the staff draft. And let me also turn then to Mr. Pink. Have you had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any comments?
And where did you get the word concerning? Where did that pop up from?
I'm sorry.
Well, it says the title as designated and fixed by the board is as follows. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a call for a global day without violence on January 1st of each year. Where did that come from?
What I suppose it's for is because the statute requires the board to clearly express the single subject, and so the way the board does that is concerning something. So I would interpret this to mean that that the subject, as referenced in this title, would be a call for a global day without violence on January 1st of each year. I want to note for the record that Mr. Blue is now present, and the time is 2:11 p.m. Any further comments, Mr. Pink?
Can we cut that out, that concerning part? Because I didn't put that in there, and I don't want you guys to put that in the title. It's like Mr. Kenizer, I know you've read Article 2, Section 1 of the Colorado Constitution. I vote to have it my way. And I'm wondering where you get the authority, and I'm asking you seriously because I don't understand. Where do you guys get the legal authority to come up with this?
To come up with the word concerning or the or titles generally?
No, I understand where you get your authority to set titles generally. Who told you you could change what I wrote?
Okay, this isn't the text of the measure. Your text still stands. There is no authority to change the text.
Yeah, but
this is just the title.
Yeah, that's what people read first.
Well, the text of the measure is not placed on the ballot. It's a title that's placed on the ballot.
Right, and then when you have to hand somebody a signature sheet and they read the title, this isn't what I wrote. And it's like, I don't know what I have to do to get respect from you gentlemen to just write it the way that I wrote it. I didn't ask you to add stuff to it. I didn't ask you to edit stuff out to it. And I don't understand. Where do you think you get the authority to do that?
Well, 1-40-106 requires the board to set a title, which is a brief statement of the purpose and the effect of the measure. So,
I'm sorry, brief statement? Is that written in the language, Mr. Kenizer?
Actually, it is. It's in the statute.
Oh, okay. Is my way briefer or not? Got fewer
says,
words
says
than yours
the,
does.
The title for the proposed law or constitutional amendment shall correctly and fairly express the true intent and meaning thereof, and, you know, together with the ballot title and submission clause. And then there's another portion that, let's see.
Mr. Kenizer just told me that it does contain the word brief or briefly. So
right.
you told me that's your authority, and yet you've just contravened the law because my way is briefer. It's got fewer numerical words in it. You count the words, mine's left. Mine's briefer.
Right. Well, and like I said, we also are required by 1-40-106.5 to clearly express the single subject, and that's where the word concerning comes from, which
okay.
I don't think your measure uses that word.
That's right. Exactly.
Any other comments about the staff draft?
I'm confused as to why you're upset with the word concerning.
I didn't put it in there.
Well, that's not, okay, but why is it a problem?
I know you came in late to all of the years of proceedings that have been going on here. These are my words.
Okay, so
I didn't ask you to come edit them. I didn't ask you to come enlarge upon them or make them smaller. I came here with a proposal, and you sit behind your desk getting paid here. Your parking is paid for. I'm on the meter here.
Actually, I walk.
Okay,
so.
Good for you. Thanks for keeping the planet healthy. I appreciate that. Where do you get the authority? Are you the lawyer for the board? I've never met you before. I'm sorry.
No, I am Dan Domenico's surrogate today.
And I did mention at the beginning that Mr. Blue is a representative of the Attorney General.
I'm sorry, are you an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever read Article 2, Section 1 of the Colorado Constitution?
That's not what we're talking about. My
okay,
question
so then let's
to
go back
let
to
me ask. Let me just if you could just answer my question.
Okay,
it's a
to,
simple question. What about the word concerning troubles you?
It does not comply with the law, sir. The law says briefly or brief.
Actually, it does comply with the law. I mean, I'm not going to get into a debate with you about the law. I thought that there might be a reason that the word concerning caused a change
no,
in the
law calls for
well, hold on.
Please don't interrupt Mr. Pink. Let Mr. Blue finish.
I thought that there might be a reason that the word concerning, in your mind, changed the meaning of your provision. I was trying to understand if you feel that it changes the meaning of what you're trying to accomplish, I want to understand that so that I can understand your concerns.
Okay, my concern, sir, is that this contravenes the law as was read to me earlier in Section 1-41, whatever section, saying briefly. Now, you came and you, if we count the words here, your proposed title has more words than mine. Mine is briefer. Mine sticks to the law, and yours, it's like out of left field. Now you're going to add, you know, 20 words next time, or, you know, snip some out? If you had snipped some out, it would have been acceptable. The law, sir, says brief or briefly. You haven't done that. You've come here and you've contravened the law. I know you just think you're doing your jobs here, but I come back to you and then say, under Article 2, Section 1, giving the people, there's only one person signed up to vote here, and that's me. So that makes this vote one for the citizens and zero for the government, because you don't have the law to back you up, sir. There's absolutely nothing you can say, because I just sucked all of the oxygen out of your argument. Can we
well,
move on now? Because I
actually,
know we all
actually
get
you didn't.
Done here. If there's
actually, you didn't do that, but that's fine. What's your
reply then? What is your
reply? I don't need to reply to it.
Well,
but I'll tell you this.
No answer.
Oh, let's see. If you want to count the words in your provision, we took out a couple of words, so there's actually one fewer word in the title.
Oh, are you correct? So, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You are correct, sir. Now you know what? I owe you an apology because I was wrong. The other part of the problem is I don't like the word concerning.
And all I was asking why you didn't like the word concerning. That was how we got started on this conversation. I was truly trying to understand your position, trying to work with you.
Wait a sec. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I counted wrong, sir. I have two less than you do.
Mr. Ping, we're only required to set a brief title. It doesn't necessarily have.
But you didn't.
Well, I think the staff
sir,
draft is
and by the way, I want to apologize to him for misconstruing the number. I did not realize that there were different words. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Well, anyway. And it looks like the staff draft is a brief title. I appreciate your point, Mr. Pink, that you don't like the word concerning.
I just don't like getting back to the original argument, which still works, is you added words in.
Okay.
And I don't like the word concerning. But you're not going to change your mind, so let's
well,
just get
are,
this over.
Are there any other... Any other objections that you'd like to point out to the staff draft?
It just contravenes the law that you mentioned and Article 2, Section.
Okay.
I've said.
I don't have anyone else signed up to testify. I'll turn to board discussion on the staff draft. Any discussion by the board? Mr. Carton?
Yeah. Just a comment, and I'll just pose... just as far as the title goes, the statute also provides that in setting the title, the board should follow the same rules employed by the General Assembly in considering titles for bills. And I think that's one of the statutory underpinnings for kind of historically the title boards posturing titles with the word concerning, because bills in the legislature, the expression of the single subject in the bill titles is concerning. And so I think that's the basis in the one of the basis is in the law as well as custom. I'll just kind of pose this for the board or for Mr. Pank. I'm gleaning from your testimony that your preference would have been, I'll just ask you the question: would your preference have been to have the title say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution calling for a global day? Because I think the board in the past has, under certain circumstances, gone straight to the language of the measure and not used concerning. I've just asked you that question. Depending on your answer, I may offer it as an amendment just so that we can maybe just have that discussion briefly.
Well, actually, when I think about it a little more, I just like the whole part about a global day without violence right up front again, to the front of the sentence.
Thank you.
Any other discussion by the board? If not, any motions, either amendments to the staff draft or otherwise? I might comment. You know, I don't mind, Mr. Carton. Your observation is correct. Sometimes with a short measure like this, we've eliminated the use of the word concerning just because, you know, although it doesn't so clearly express a single subject, I think there is some precedent for that. So I don't mind if someone wants to offer a motion to that effect. Otherwise, it looks to me like the staff draft does accurately convey the measure.
Can I ask, Mr. Pank, would you prefer, I understand that you would prefer something completely different from what you just said, but would you prefer to say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution calling for?
Well, I want to call for a global day without violence at the first part of the sentence. I don't want my ideas to be sitting in the back of the bus, rhetorically speaking. That's the whole point. And you know how long you have to get someone's attention when you shove a petition in their face? About 3 seconds. And the first thing I want them to do is to get the message. Because here's what happens. They start reading and amendment to, and you've lost them because they don't care what comes after that. You got to hit them right up front, rhetorically speaking, of course. Call for a global day without violence. Right there up front. That's how I want it to read. You don't have a problem with that, do you?
Well, I guess I'm, just to follow up on Mr. Blue's question, assuming we don't reorder it, Mr. Pink, would you prefer the staff draft the way it is, or would you prefer that we eliminate the word concerning and just say calling for a global day without violence, et cetera?
Well, I don't know what was wrong with the way I wrote it in the first place, but since you guys had an issue with it, let's just change it all and put the call for a global day without violence up front. If you want to mess with it after that, I can't stop you. I just keep it simple, keep it short. If you guys want to vote now, I said my piece. Thank you.
Garten?
Well, based on that, it doesn't sound as though eliminating the word concerning would address Mr. Pink's concern. And I don't, again, as far as drafting the title goes, I think we've had this discussion before. Don't know how the board would put the text of the measure in front of an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. So given that, I would move to approve the staff draft.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is approved 3-0. That concludes action on the board's agenda. The time is 2:23 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, Bill.